trying to, I think, influence the world in a positive direction. That's why I have you here, for Spirit in Action, because I think your music does that. It certainly does it for me. The song, The Guitar, which we started with, leads me to think that at times you don't feel like you're reaching the potential you want to reach. You have collections about addiction and recovery and depression, grief, loss, all of these things you've got collections on. And sometimes they're just very funny songs from my point of view, but they've always got this kernel of change in the world. Why aren't we getting the change? Why isn't the world the way that you and I want it to be yet?
There's a lot of people that are really glad I'm not in charge, Mark, I got to tell you. You know, I think it's a process that goes on. You know, I used to think, how come all the people that are out there running Head Start programs and who really care about kids, how come they're always struggling? They're in a car that doesn't quite run and are holding it together with duct tape. And these other people that are very wealthy are doing things that I think are a lot of times detrimental to life on the planet, have new Lexuses and have huge bank accounts and stuff. I think maybe it goes with the territory. You know, one of the things that we see, and again, I don't consider myself a Christian. I was raised in Christian churches and stuff. But there's so many things that have been done in Jesus' name that I think Jesus would be very upset about, that I don't like the label. And I think to myself that there was a lot of poverty that happened. I mean, Jesus did not have a new Lexus. Some of that happens about when you talk about the sparrow gets up in the morning and doesn't have a bank account. The sparrow is going to figure out, what do I need to do today to survive? Where do I get some seeds? Where do I can find a worm? Not a good day for the worm if the sparrow finds the worm, you know. But, you know, maybe the worm had his own good days. It's about having some faith in the fact that we'll figure out ways to provide for ourselves and that our behaviors don't have to be detrimental to other people in order for us to survive, that there's ways that we as humans and being communal animals can work communally to help each other and also rely on other people for help when we need it. Is it always going to be perfect? No, it's not. Or as my song Disciples of Perfection talks about, it's the light in us shines through our cracks. It's one of life's most simple facts. Part of our perfection is our flaws. It's true. It's the cracks in your perfection that let your light shine through. So maybe the flaws that we have, it is a perfect situation. One of the things that really lifted my heart during a lot of the nuclear stuff when we were worried about the Cuban Missile Crisis and getting blown up by nukes, one of the things that they did, I saw a study on kids whose parents did something to try to stop the nuclear proliferation, because it's very dangerous stuff, the nuclear waste material, not to mention the bombs themselves. And what we found was, in the study, was is that the kids whose parents were doing something, whether it was effective or not, scored much lower on stress levels than kids whose parents did nothing. But it was astonishing to me, because I operate from the point of view that if you're going to do something, it has to be effective, or what's the point of... But kids didn't seem to care. Kids felt the registering as having less stress in their lives, less anxiety, because their parents were doing something, whether it was handing out leaflets or having meetings or going to rallies or whatever it was that they were doing, that said something about, we need to stop this, as opposed to parents that weren't dealing with it at all. And that said a lot to me about the way the system works. But one of the wonderful things you just told me on this during this interview was that you hearing my songs 30 years ago made a difference for you in your life. And we don't know how far that stuff goes. You know, maybe somebody hearing this today or hearing one of your other interviews of somebody else goes, wow, that's really interesting. I never thought of that. Yeah, wow. Because the fruit falls from the tree when it's ripe, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. So there are people out there listening who are going to go, this is a good thing to hear. I needed to hear this right now. It's going to help me with my life. And those little kind of things are why we do what we do, not because we're going to necessarily fix everything, because I don't think the world's going to get fixed. There's so many things out there that we could work on to try to make the world a better place that it can be really overwhelming.
It sounds like you're suffering from decision-making anxiety, Peter. Can't you just resolve where you're going?
Yeah, but it's only moment to moment when that happens, actually. I asked my daughter about that, because she's sort of, I know her big thing is animal welfare rights, animal rights, what we do with farms, farmed animals, and the way we treat animals on the planet. And, of course, there's environmental components to that. I said, Megan, you seem so balanced, honey. How do you do that? She goes, well, Dad, it's simple. You're going to make yourself crazy with all the stuff you're thinking about. You just ought to pick one and do that. And I said, pick one? What a great idea for a song. So I wrote a song called Pick One which is the last cut in Disciples of Perfection.
It's raining out today and I'm stuck inside. Got the TV channel changer, but I can't decide. All the great programs on TV. Flipping through the channels, then Mom says to me, she says, pick one, you're making me crazy. Pick one, your eyes are getting hazy. Pick one channel, try it for a while. You can always pick another if it's not your style, but just pick one.